of the days and nights of hell. Thank you all for your warm thoughts and welcome. I thank you all.
Yes, I must admit we missed you last week. Couldn't get out. Nevertheless, we missed you.
I thank you for those words. It was necessary, but of course it has not been too long in your time.
That's true.
I would like to begin this night with a few words to you all. May I begin?
Yes, please.
I want to say to you all, I cannot change your life patterns for you. I am aware of your thoughts and your wishes, but I cannot change what is to be. I hope you all can understand this. What I can do is try to influence each and every one of you towards the right pathway, but I cannot alter things for you. That is part of your life plan here, and it is not for me to interfere. So, when you send your thoughts to me, please understand these few words. Do I make myself clear?
I think this is everybody, isn't it? That you will be given what help is possible, but not to influence the final course of events.
I am aware sometimes you find your life difficult, but be assured it is all for a good cause, for the cause of your own soul growth. Therefore, do not be despondent when times are hard, but look upon it, look to the light, be strong, give yourself to that everlasting power of love, and you cannot go wrong. I would like to say a few words to the young lady across the room.
Yes. Did you say that?
Yes. You sometimes are very confused about which direction your life is taking. Yes. Be still. Listen to that voice which will come to you. We know your disappointments. We know your hopes and wishes. But you must make the choices. You are rather like a tender flower, which is easily bruised. Pick yourself up. Be strong. Follow that inner voice, and your life pattern will follow that way which it was meant to take. We will try to uplift you, because at the moment you are feeling really cool down. Would you like to ask me questions this time?
I can't think of any at the moment. Thank you.
Is there anyone who would wish to ask me something? I cannot believe your tongues are so still.
I was just about to say we couldn't be getting all those thoughts. It's surprising that there are no questions to follow them.
Could I ask? Could I ask, is there anywhere now in the world that is doing an artificial limb for a hand called amputation successfully?
Let me say, there is always new technology being developed. But at this particular time, I would say to you, no, there is not one available that is of any use. But all of these things are being looked into. And I would say, look to the west of your earth as you are here now. So I would say, look to the country of America.
Thank you very much.
The lady who just spoke, myself, were talking earlier about crystal healing. I think I'm right in saying that the various human ailments respond differently to different crystals, is that so?
We go back again to the term energies.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the crystals are natural parts of the earth. We have spoken a little of how your earth is affected by the moon and the stars. So too is the earth affected in many ways. The crystals that are taken from the earth have their own energy, which interacts with different complaints, different problems. So yes, you would be correct in your assumptions.
So if the lady wants to practice crystal healing, she should make herself aware of the different affinities between the ailments and the crystals.
Let me say, the crystals are only the middleman, can I say.
Yes.
They are not necessary, but they can be of help if the person involved is not suitably attuned.
Yes. So we come back to spiritual healing, basically, then.
Of course. It is a development of the energies used. The crystal is, how can I say, I'm at a loss for the words to use. The crystal is a tool that can be used. But the better part would be to develop the person, their own capabilities, the interaction between the two. Healing comes from spirit through spirit to spirit, so the use of crystals is really not a necessity.
Okay.
But there is no harm to be done by their use.
Okay, I've always considered that to be so, that the basic spiritual healing is all really that is necessary. But I've also thought that perhaps the application of a crystal may have a psychological effect on the patient and make them accept more readily the power which can be given to them.
No, it is not only that. There is a transference of energy from the crystals. But what I say to you, it is better that the person develop their own powers of healing, of opening as a channel, rather than to use the energies of the crystals. You understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
It is a transference of energies, that is all.
That is all. Right, and how would you like to ask the question?
Yes, thank you. I have several questions about past events. The Noah's Ark story may have a truthful source, and there does seem to be some evidence for a boat-shaped structure on Mount Judy in the Ararat Range, which has had some investigation. I want to comment as to whether there actually is a Noah's Ark in that position.
At the time you are speaking of, there was indeed a vessel made. But if you are speaking of this story as a whole, then no, it is rather a figment of someone's imagination. The story comes from an older, story, if you like, although there is an element of truth. There was indeed a vessel at that time, which for all intent and purposes was called Noah's Ark. There has been found this vessel, I believe the one you are speaking of, which has been dated back to those times. When Jesus the Christ was alive, many stories circulated. When these things were rewritten many centuries afterwards, how will I say they were elaborated? Much was added and much was left out. So, if you want to believe the story as a whole, then I say to you, that vessel is the one that it is intended to be. But in the whole story of Noah's Ark, gathering the animals two by two, is rather like a fairy tale.
Yes, thank you. It's a lovely explanation.
It's very useful for the time makers, I know.
But, yes, there was a vessel around at the time, but it comes from an older version of another story.
Yes, I think there was another account of that story.
Yes.
Written in the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Yes, it goes back much. Let me say to you, your Christian Bible holds many things which have been put together, sections from here, there and everywhere. It's made very good reading, I think, but as far as truth goes, you cannot accept it all. But indeed, the vessel you speak of is a genuine one.
Yes, thank you.
So that would mean that story does appear, I know, in a number of religious beliefs.
Yes.
So that does indicate that there was at some time a calamitous flood on the earth, is that so?
There have always been floods upon your earth. There have always been calamities. These stories have been taken to make one book, if you like. Not all are particularly true. You must be discerning in your reading.
Yes.
But yes, there was a flood at that time. Let me say this to you. When you read your Christian Bibles, look at the stories with a discerning eye. Look beyond the written word. Look for the truth. I will try to help you in these things if you so wish. I will try to tell you what is an absolute truth and what has been fiction.
Okay. Does that leads me to another question, if I might ask it. If a vessel was built, that would indicate that a certain number of people wished to survive that particular flood. Would that have any bearing on the fact that some beliefs are still convinced that they are the chosen few to be salvaged, as it were, when the end of the world occurs? Who knows? It's absurd, but would that be the origin of the belief that such and such are the chosen few?
I am afraid to say that in many religions all believe they are the chosen ones. Let me tell you here and now, there are no such people.
Yeah.
I must be firm on this point.
Now, I couldn't imagine it from what we have learned through our association with you and your colleagues. It was impossible that there would be chosen people as such.
That is the message behind the Noah's Ark story.
Mm-hmm.
What could be simpler? Save all the animals and individual people make their own choosing to be saved. It cannot be. It is nonsense.
Yes, it is nonsense.
Unfortunately, there are too many who tread your earth who have this viewpoint that they are the chosen ones. I have to say, they will be rudely awakened when they come to the valley of life.
They do call at our doors still and try and convert us. And we find it very difficult to exercise for them the love which you say we must exercise. And you say, because they are so dogmatic.
Yes.
Another question?
I am sorry. You must feel pity for them. They know no better.
No, we do feel sorry for them, actually. Because, as you say, they are in for a rude awakening, unfortunately.
It is coming to pass now that people who read the Bible and many other sources of different religions are today absolutely more discerning in the way they think. That can only be good.
Right. Yes. It's beginning to be apparent in our clergy. Another question, George?
Yes. In the year 1908, there was a large explosion in the atmosphere over Tunguska in Siberia. There have been many theories about this, but I think the most plausible theory is that a comet approached the Earth and exploded in the atmosphere. Can you tell us anything about that?
Let me say to you this. It was an atmospheric explosion. It was not a comet. It was merely nature taking her natural course.
Thank you. Surprising.
Is that enough for you?
I'm always interested. Because this particular explosion, which flattened hundreds of acres of trees, has been a puzzle, and to those who like to think about problems of this kind.
They need to look to the earth to find the answer, not the skies. It was a combination of atmosphere and earth together, which created that particular disaster.
I would imagine a build-up of energy of some kind.
Yes, a clash I think you would call it, in that particular area. You have to look down underneath the earth, and you have to look to the atmospherics in the sky, in the air. Together, they can create, how would you say, a bang? A bang?
Yes.
Am I altering my words? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they would need to investigate more deep under the earth to find the answer. It was not from the skies.
Thank you. Now, do I have a new field to explore, George?
Could I ask you a question about marriage?
Marriage?
Yes. About contractual marriage and you know, making a life plan with someone. And I mean, the idea is often, well, it worries me really.
In what respect?
I suppose fixing the future. I'm not very happy about fixing the future.
Let me say, then follow your heart. If you are not happy to do something, then I say, do not do it. If it does not feel right for you, it is not right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I say, listen to your inner voice, and you will be guided correctly.
That, I think, is what Sally meant left earlier to Paul, wasn't it?
Certainly.
About trying to influence you to take the right path.
Mm.
So if you call on him as he suggested, he can't alter the predetermined plan, but he can influence you to the extent of listening to your inner man. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they know who the right person is? Someone is then, the right partner.
Well, I just answered that before you asked it. You would get help in making your decision, if you feel it is the right decision.
Yeah, but have they got someone planned out being ready?
I think we have spoken on soulmates before. They do exist, but mostly your life plan does not include your soulmate. So it is up to you to make the very best of what life has given to you. There are situations placed before you. I can say to all of you, there have been times and places. I don't like to use the word planned, but if it is suitable to the explanation, then let us use it. Situations, people and places come together, usually for a good reason. Then your free will comes into play. It is then up to you what you do about the situations in which you are placed. Listen always to your hearts and your inner voice. Then you cannot go wrong.
Would I be correct, Sadhuata, in suggesting that the meeting of two parties wouldn't necessarily be for the benefit of the one who hopes to make the success of that marriage, but it may be required of that particular one to give help to the potential mate. Perhaps that is why they have to meet.
Let me go back a little to what I have previously said. You have all come here for a good reason. You all know beforehand before you are born into these physical bodies, what that life plan is. You have been shown beforehand what you have to achieve. But again, we come to your free will. There is a goal to reach, but whether you take the straight path or whether you meander off in other directions is entirely up to you. We cannot live your lives for you. You are here to learn and learn lessons which are necessary for your soul's growth. Remember, if you are returning in another body, which some do, as I have previously spoken of, then there is a reason behind it. Yes, you are correct. Your journey this time may be to help someone else. It may be that your soul growth needs some lesson to make it grow. Do you understand? So always your life is not mapped out just for you. There are many people involved, many who you will meet that you are meant to meet, and all for very good reasons. I wish you could all move away from the idea that you are all single units, traveling one way only for yourselves. Try to open your eyes to the wider view of life and why you are here. I know it is difficult, but remember, you are just, how can I say, a small star in all of the galaxies. Each one intermingles with the other. Each one shines as much as the other. All are important, but you need all of them. Is that satisfactory for you?
Yes. Could I ask a question? How do you feel about second marriages?
How do I feel? What is wrong with the second marriages? No, of course not. Providing it is a love bond, it matters not how many times there are marriages. I sometimes smile when I see the heartaches and the troubles that these thoughts create. Marriages were not meant to last for a lifetime if they were not meant to be. It is possible to love many people in one lifetime. And how can that be wrong? You are all rather afraid and influenced by the teachings, again, of your Christian Bibles. Are there not peoples who roam this earth, who have many wives and many husbands, and who are quite happy in their lifestyles? Providing each loves the other, there is nothing wrong with that.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Behind you.
Who is it?
Family. Yes.
Yes, Andrew, for sure.
Is it true that will the world end in fire?
I think we have discussed this. There will be no Holocaust. There is much for this earth still to do. And I have said we have gathered at this time to prevent the pathway which you, O Mira, have created for such a long time. Eventually, the earth will be extinguished, but that is a physical thing. It will not end in fire, but in time to come, in the natural course of life, then the earth will be extinguished. But fear not, that is a very long way. You all live with so much fear. Let me say, lighten your hearts, lighten your outlook. It will not happen. There always has been good and bad upon this earth. But you are not coming to our close just yet.
Okay, thank you. Anything from you?
Thanks. Can I ask a question about the Nazca Plateau in South America, which is a large flat region. There are huge lines running across it and huge pictures that can only really be seen from high in the atmosphere. We feel this may relate to a previous older civilization, or to extraterrestrial beings. Can you tell us anything about that region?
Let me speak on that. I have said before, there have been civilizations upon this earth who have had superior knowledge, far superior to that which you have now. The lines on the plateau that you speak of were in fact directional lines for those people who travelled in space. I think I have spoken before that there were travellers from this earth because of their extended knowledge. This also applies. It did not happen in just one area of your earth, but in many. Particularly, we have spoken of the Egyptians, the South Americans, all over, and I too can say, around your North Pole area, there was a civilization with much, much knowledge, and still there is yet to be discovered the remains of that civilization. It was a directional point, if you like, for space travelers to home onto. Is that helpful?
Thank you. Can you say that the space travellers were from Earth or from elsewhere, or both?
I have said they were of this Earth.
Thank you.
What was the civilisation on Mars at all?
No.
I'm sorry.
What was the civilisation on Mars at the time?
I don't believe there has been. I'm sorry, he's gone very quiet.
I was just thinking about the travellers and how to put the question to you, actually. You say the travelers who use those directional signs were from this earth.
Some, yes.
Some. Mm-hmm. Those who were, then, had they been integrated into civilizations here, or have they migrated to other planets?
I have said before there has been no intermingling of people on the earth and of space travelers. That has not happened. People who travel, you have to remember, we speak of a long time ago,
yes,
when knowledge was so great. I have to say, you people on the earth now have really gone back to, how will I say, times of babyhood in your growth. You have gone backwards instead of forwards. It has been such that these peoples have been wiped out, I think you say, because of many things. Because of earth tragedies, because of nature herself, because of what you call progress, which many thought was the way forward, and was in fact the way down.
So in part they were destroyed by persecution.
They destroyed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Partly by nature. Partly because they became too egotistical in their outlooks. I would say, mainly, they destroyed themselves.
Thank you. So you are now gathering to try and prevent a similar happening then?
You are heading towards a similar disaster. That is why we have gathered, so that this cannot and will not happen. It will not happen, it cannot be allowed to happen this time.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can never thank you enough for what you're doing, of course.
Many times throughout your history, we have gathered, we have tried to impart our knowledge to you, which mainly has been rejected. This time it has been decided that the force of the gathering must be so that you cannot turn backwards.
Hmm. And you have the advantage that many people on earth nowadays are much more willing to listen to outside influences and be controlled to some extent by the knowledge of outside influences, though they will not often admit it tacitly, yet they are aware of it through their own inner men.
That is true. We see that people now are prepared to listen to that influence which is imparted to them, although they are loath rather to speak about it. But slowly, slowly, we are gaining momentum.
Mm. That's something very encouraging for us to know. Any other questions to say to that?
Well, yes. You seem constantly to be repeating to us that we're in a long, steady state of decline. Most of us feel that, in many senses, society is improving. I find it very difficult to understand how, for example, there is this original knowledge which was lost, and where that knowledge must have come from, and why it is that we lack this original knowledge. I think all of us find it very difficult to understand where the source of this original knowledge arose and why you ought to be in such a state of depravity from the point of view of knowledge.
Yes. When a man came, when man originated, he started off with very little knowledge. But always on your earth plane, there have been, I would like to say, masters of knowledge. They are people who have come to this earth plane not as simple people, but as people with already extended knowledge, if you like. Originally, some of the people settled here came from another time. We are beginning to go into difficult subjects, but I will try to say as plainly as possible how this occurred. In earlier times, there have been people on this earth plane who have travelled through space. Let me say, your earth is very young, as far as the planets go. I think you would agree on that, would you not?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
I have said there are other places who hold, I don't want to say superior beings, but beings with knowledge who far outshine your own. They were placed upon your earth to guide, to impart the knowledge they had already obtained. So you see, although you had man who knew very little, you had masters of knowledge too. These are the people who inhabited those places that you find difficult now to recognize. It was nothing for them to travel in space. The object of their lives here was to teach, was to encourage, was to help mankind gain the knowledge that they already had. So you see, that was the beginning. But what happened was that the settlements became greedy, became egotistical, and wanted to outshine each other. So in the end, what had to happen was that they actually destroyed themselves with their own superior knowledge. In the same way that man now has gained sufficient knowledge that he too can destroy himself. I speak of your nuclear energy. They have the knowledge they have been guided to use, and they have misused. So, although you think you have gained knowledge, you have in fact done the very same that those previous settlements of people had done also. the knowledge they had became too great for them. They misused it, and it was taken, and they lost all that they had gained. That is why we have gathered, to prevent the same thing happening. You have been reaching a peak of knowledge. You had already started to travel to space. You were beginning to reach the point of extended knowledge. And I am sure if you spoke with your astronauts who have traveled in space, they could tell you much, much more than they have already divulged to the ordinary people on your Earth. So you see, it is almost like something that is repeating itself, and we cannot allow it to happen.
So, it's a question of having the spiritual maturity to be able to control what we have invented and learned.
Yes. The knowledge that is given to you must be used for the well-being of all of the peoples of the Earth, not for segregated communities, not for the people with the knowledge. Knowledge that is given to you is meant to be used for the good of the Earth. Man has increased his intellectual power, but that does not mean he has grown in his soul growth. In fact, very often it can mean the very opposite. Life should have progressed when these people of knowledge lived on your Earth. It should have been the beginning. It should have been a paradise on Earth, as you like to call it sometimes. But unfortunately, that did not happen. And I have to say, once again, their own egos, power and greed lost all of their knowledge until they extinguished themselves. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, it should be quick.
Can I ask what you think of David Icke, who gives lectures on spiritual matters and economic matters?
What I think
of his message, David Icke?
Mainly, it is all right, but he has rather diverged a little. He is rather lost in his way, I would say. But there is nothing wrong if he feels it is the right thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
What he must not do is be adamant in his teachings.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, he can speak of what he feels. There is nothing wrong with that. You all have been endowed with free thinking. You are all entitled to think and feel as you will. But you cannot force your views onto another person. I would say of this one, he basically is a good person, but rather confused, or shall I say, being influenced along the wrong path sometimes. But he is good at heart, and that is what matters.
Thank you.
I would say to you all again, listen to what your hearts and your inner voices tell you, and you will not go wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. And now I must close for the instrument's sake.
Shinka, I'll be with you, and our love is with you as well.
Before I depart, I want to say, look after your eyes, please. Yes, you don't be surprised. I look after you too.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'll do that.